few years ago, we reported the research of Pfizer head Mike Yeadon and Craig Partycooper that showed how certain batches of the COVID vaccines were deadly and others were not, and showed how red states in America were sent more deadly batches than blue states. But the masses were not able to face these facts, so they accepted the lies of the MSM. 9 months ago, we reported how the CDC's own data supports the findings of Yeadon and Partycooper. But the masses still chose the comfortable lies over the uncomfortable truth that our governments and medical professionals are murdering us. Last week, the scientist entrusted with New Zealand's vaccine program went public with data that vindicates this as well.
I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay per dose system. So it means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And when I was looking at the data, which is part of my job, I noticed some discrepancies with the dates of death, people dying within a week of being vaccinated. What I did with the data was look at the top 10 batches that had a high death count, a high mortality rate, and I put them on a chart. I counted the number of vaccinated within that batch, and then I found out who was dead.
And this is Pfizer's batch number one. We've had 711 from batch number one vaccinated. 152 of those died, which makes a 21%
death rate. So the top V1 has vaccinated 246 people, and 60 of them are now no longer with us.
That is nearly 25%.
Nearly one in four that person vaccinated is now dead.
Look at this one. Yep. 621 by vaccinator, the third highest vaccinator. 621, 104 people dead. Nearly 17% of the people they jabbed.
Yep. There are more people dying than ever before. These are the biggest number of deaths we've seen in history.
A member of New Zealand Parliament brought this up in session, but was dismissed.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, it's the vaccines that are causing excess deaths in New Zealand, just like it's the vaccines causing excess deaths in the UK and elsewhere. So can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population? Thank you.
Bye.
I thank the Honourable Gentleman for raising this question. I think in New Zealand there are over 11 million doses of the COVID vaccine administered. In England it was 150 million, and it's estimated that over 120,000 deaths were prevented by COVID vaccines in England up to the end of September 2021. I disagree with the Honourable Gentleman in what he says about the critical issue of vaccinations. I think they're life-saving. The report which the Honourable Gentleman refers to has been debunked around the world. He fails to mention the part that reads, and I quote, that while an adverse event can occur after vaccination, that does not mean it was caused by the vaccination.
And in the Philippines, the government has voted to launch an investigation into COVID vaccine deaths.
We are shocked to find out that there were 262,000 deaths on 2021 alone. And after that, 2022, nagkaroon pa rin ng 67,000 deaths. And these are all unexplained deaths, no? So there's a motion to conduct an investigation on this issue concerning the 213,984 excess deaths. And this is duly seconded. Any objection? Hearing none, the said motion is now approved.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.